Right.
All right, I'm going to hang up the phone here and we'll be on the laptop. Okay, hold on. Yeah, sound check. Can you go ahead and say something?
All right, let's see.
Okay, perfect.
Let's see. All right, I think we're good.
Okay. Show me around.
Hold on. You're coming through very quiet.
Very quiet.
Now let's get it. There we go.
Okay, great. Right. Okay. There's a front door. Okay, cool. All right. Oh my gosh. It is 3:30. I'm supposed to be at a chess club at 5. But that's like 10 minutes away. It's at school. 15 minutes away. I gotta find out where it is. How you been? What are you up to?
I've been doing all right. Like I said, I went bowling with my buddy Dean that was working at one of the neighboring veterans organizations. Did the chiropractic thing because my back is not great. But, I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm dropping my phone on the floor, so that's awesome.
Yeah. You didn't get those Kerblunkens, whatever those shelves are in Germany, did you?
Nope.
Weren't they having soldiers were going to Germany, they were getting like grunks or something. They were called like big clocks or something they wanted to sell in America.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I think Pike had one.
Pike, yeah, that's great. Wow. Oh my gosh. I know people that went to Korea would get the get box loads of starter jackets and sell those in America.
Yep. While I was there, I went through a phase where I sent everybody jerseys and stuff like that. And
wow. In Korea?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, I'm the bearer of bad news. Do you remember Lori Yano?
Yes.
Yeah. Aaron's friend. She passed away a few years ago.
Oh, no.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She came there after all of us.
Yeah. Towards oh gosh, you remember that? When she first came to town, we're Aaron and I were in.
Yeah, I know. I know who you're talking about. Lived in the apartment on the corner where you guys lived.
Probably. She was the one with the ass in the front, as Holloway said.
Yep. Yes. Oh no, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Wonder if my dog ever paid her back.
Oh my God! Probably computer she bought him. But what'd she buy him? Paid her back for what?
I mean, she like refinanced all of his debt.
Oh, really? Is that what it was? I don't know.
Yep.
I just remember when, you know, in the apartment complex that you're talking about, Aaron and I had an apartment there, and Lori came to visit us for I guess it wasn't the first time. It certainly wasn't the first time, but Lori came to visit us, and she landed in Dallas, and the weather was too bad. The flights were delayed. So she literally got a taxi from Dallas to Fort Hood to our apartment.
Yep.
It was like $500 or something. Yeah.
Yes, it sounds about right. She had a burgundy red Ford Taurus.
Yeah. Was it a Taurus?
I think it was a Taurus.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting because I had a Ford Taurus at one point, 2013, I guess, 2012.
Yep. I know that.
2010. Yeah.
I remember that you got a new car later, but I remember, what was it, a Nissan with the bag on the roof because your sunroof was broken.
The sunroof flew off on the freeway. Oh my gosh. And then Holland inspired us to put something over it. We ended up putting the plexiglass and, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, screwing down the plexiglass onto the metal. And and I guess maybe we tried to put some sort of sealant. Holland said, put beeswax. Maybe we should have tried that, you know, because it leaked. If it was raining, water would come in from the sides. Yeah, but it's better than absolutely nothing.
Yep. Well, you had the storage bag there for a while.
Storage bag?
Yeah, you had the bag that people put on their roofs to carry stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, probably, yeah, I'm sure.
But, yep.
That's great, yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't believe how much money Aaron's family had. Oh my God, compared to mine.
Man, you're like, oh damn, why were we living in the ghetto in Colleen, Texas?
Yeah. And then we moved to the other apartment, the fancy apartment.
Yep. I remember, yeah, originally you were like right across the little walkway from Aaron, almost directly across. Then you moved all the way to the
other side of town.
The western side of the same complex.
Oh, same complex, yeah. No, I was saying, we're in three different apartments in that one complex, but then after that, towards the end of my enlistment, we moved to a fancy apartment that was like, I want to say $1,600 a month, but it was the apartment that officers lived in. Yeah. And gosh, I guess our friend Brian Botris, he moved there too with his wife. You know, do you remember Brian Botris?
I don't.
No, yeah. He had this Grand Prix, a Pontiac Grand Prix, crap brown, you know, shit brown. It's so funny. He spent his whole tax return 1 year to do the paint job on this, and it was just so ridiculously like ghetto and ugly. And Crystal was the wife, and she was not very happy with that. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what happened. For some reason, like toward the end of your time at Fort Hood, we stopped hanging out for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I wasn't living around there, so I didn't. I didn't happen like that. But you know, I got into drugs towards the end, towards the middle, towards the end. The main things. Yeah.
I don't remember greatly. Exactly what happened. I know that one of the times I didn't go over your apartment, you and somebody else from the unit was messing around on the internet and you signed up for like the KKK or something.
Yeah, that was, yeah. There's no good way to explain what happened except to tell what actually happened. there's no sugarcoating this. No, what happened was, you remember the KKK application at all? That was way towards the end, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was one of the reasons why I was invited to leave. It literally was. I've seen my packet. That was one of the reasons I was invited to leave early. I was in the Army 3 years, 5 months, and 1 day. if you didn't know that. I didn't make my first full trip.
I knew that you got out like a ridiculously short amount of time from ETS.
Yeah. I guess it was 7 months, but it's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that the Apple KKcation. We're at PT one day, and Bob Weir, what was his name? I know his last name was Weir, and Grateful Dead. There's Garcia, Jerry Garcia, and then I guess Bob Weir, and then this guy had the last name Weir, Specialist Weir. Anyway, so he was mad at this colored fellow and called him boy, like a couple of times, like strongly. And we're in formation in PT, about to go back, and I was like, that's very interesting. And so I just knew what to do. This is what to do. I went home during that breakfast break. I went home, had plenty of time to find what I was looking for. Went to the KKK website, got an Apple KKKation, and printed out and brought it back. And I brought it to the motor pool where it was. And I said, I told him, if you're going to be racist, you might want to be among your own people. And I gave him the application. And I guess he immediately put just not on the ground, but on the hood of a car. And then immediately a black section sergeant came and picked it up and, oh, what's this? You know, and all that was behind the scenes. But next thing I know, I'm in front of the new company commander, who is black, Bullock.
Yep, Bullock. Yep.
Yeah, Bullock. And he's all, and I told him the story, and he's all, okay, I understand. But it was a strike against me because it was hate group, and it was on federal property, it was on military property, and it was on Army paper. Army.
That's awesome.
The watermark paper, yeah.
I know that I got questioned by somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm like, LeDuc, no, he's Jewish.
Say again, what?
I'm like, and because I got questioned about it, and I'm like, no, LeDuc, no, he's Jewish. And they're like, no, there's many witnesses that he's passing out. I'm like, come on now. I'm telling you, he's Jewish. Yeah. And he has a weird sense of humor. He was telling some kind of joke.
Yeah.
And
that's interesting. That I didn't know. Thank you for telling me that. That's interesting that they asked around.
Yep. Because I think that's right after First Sergeant Truitt left too. So our chain of command, the First Sergeant, and we had First Sergeant, was it Stokes? Or was it still Truitt?
If you're asking me, First Sergeant Truitt was there the day that I got kicked out, because I had her boot my ass out with her boot against my ass out of the Army.
Okay, then she traded out right after you left.
Must be.
Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure she asked me in her office.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know you used to hang out with LeDuc and his posse. I'm like, hey, we're the biggest misfits in the Army. I don't think I would call us a posse.
Yeah.
Sure
we're. Yeah.
And in fact, I still chat with Perry sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really think I would classify as a posse, or is it anything else like that? Yes, I hang out with him because he treats me good. So, of course,
that's great.
It's like, well, what do you think about him signing up for the KKK? I'm like, First Sergeant, he's Jewish.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, I don't think that happened. I'm like, but, you know his sense of humor, and hey, he will do anything crazy.
God, I just, so many memories come back when I talk to you. It's so amazing. There was that guy Copeland. There was a kid named
Copeland. My roommate. Yep.
That was your roommate of all things. Man. Of all things. Oh my God.
Yep.
A sergeant told me to go up to his room and talk him out of something or talk him into going to treatment or whatever. I didn't know what I was doing there, but I went up to his room. And right when I got there, Copeland's all, "Oh, they sent you up here to talk to me, didn't they?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know. You tell me." And it's funny because what came out of that was Copeland was selling this car. It was a convertible. You could call it a convertible. It was a Geo Metro, 1991 Geo Metro that had, what's it called? It was yellow. And it was all beat up, I guess, whatever. It was not that well to drive. And we had, Aaron and I had our Camaro, and I was negotiating with him to trade the Camaro for this Geo Metro. And yeah, no, it didn't happen. The dad didn't want to trade. So yeah. So yeah. Much for a pep talk.
Yeah, but I gave him the nickname Copeland.
Copeland, that was great, yeah, because he did coke, right? Was it coke that he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, it wasn't that bad of a unit. It's just I always ended up in the middle of the shit. And like when CID's ripping apart his room, I'm like right there. I'm like, wow. What the hell is going on?
Yeah. Like, did they have the masks? Did they have the masks?
No, they didn't have.
No,
they had the dogs though. The dogs are going crazy. Dogs,
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell's going on? They're like, would you mind waiting outside? I'm like, hey, can you tell me what's going on? I would like to take a piss. Well, you might want to go somewhere else because we're gonna
be a while.
I'm like, well, fuck. I just want to lay down after a long day at baking in Fort Hood Motor Pool.
Motor Pool, yeah. Oh my gosh.
He was my roommate for 6 months. I don't think I talked to him one time.
Wow.
He kicked the door in three times.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, remember your keys, or at least knock on the door before you kick it in.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there was Cheryl Ambus. He was the sergeant sent him to me to talk to me one time. That was in one of the field exercises we were doing. You remember the field exercise where I was told to sit in a chair?
Yep.
Yeah, that one.
Yep. Cheryl Lambis. I see his name every time I scroll through people you may know on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, I just can't do it. That dude just seemed baked.
Baked, yeah.
Like we were all in our early 20s. He seemed like he did way too much pot for somebody to age.
At that age, yeah. Wow, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yep. And him and Mills on the remote are on the local row.
Yeah, local row. Wow.
And Mills cracked me up and looking at him across the motor pool, you're like, wow, that chick has the sexiest walk ever. You get closer, it's Mills. What the hell?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's so funny.
And you know, after the second time you realize you're checking out Mills, you're like, yep, nope.
Oh my God, this is a what is it called? Time capsule, opening a time capsule.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And there's PFC Brandon, and there's Brandy Squire.
Yeah. Everybody's dream.
Yeah.
Perry still dotes over her.
What? Tell me what.
It's just he was on a 3rd Signal Brigade site and a 57th Signal site looking for her.
He did what into a site?
And just looking for, hey, anybody know whatever happened to Brandi Squire?
Oh, hey, on Facebook. Yeah.
Yep, and somebody put him in touch with PSC Brandi and the dude. I'm like, yeah. Everybody's like, I think it was somebody else. And in fact, I think you were in that group too, come to think of it.
I know, and
people are like, no, that's the only PFC Brandi we have. No, Squire,
yeah.
And was it you that sent a picture of her?
Yeah.
Yep, and I'm like, yep, I remember. Yep.
Yeah.
Almost nobody can find almost nobody from that time frame.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the exact picture.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful. I can't believe I dated her in the sense. Oh, my gosh. We went to... You heard what we did?
Yep.
What I do? What?
Was that the time in the field?
No.
No?
The time in the field was... Yvonne Kennedy, that was that three or four week thing we did. That was a black girl that I didn't know before or since, but I got a name. You want to know, hear something crazy about that? Oh my God, you want to hear something crazy? Seriously. Me and Yvonne Kennedy, she was a cook apparently, and we're in the field, and we got together and we got into this deuce and a half, I guess. 5K, whatever, a truck. We got in the cab of this truck and we're messing around a little bit. And what was weird was maybe 100 feet away or 200 feet away, I left my rifle there, like not near the truck. I don't know why. I could have left it at the bottom of the truck, you know, the bottom of the step. No, it was away. And when Yvonne and I were done with our hanky-panky, I went out and I went to look for the weapon, and it was there. And some sergeant, a big black sergeant, was just standing there, like dumbfounded. Who would be stupid enough to leave their M16? Didn't say a word. I picked it up, said thanks, and I continued to march. Of all the shenanigans I pulled, literally that one I should have gotten Article 15 for, you know, for sure. You know, at least a counseling statement or something, you know, smoked nothing. Yep. Yeah, he hooked me up.
I think you only got a summarized Article 15 once, right?
I never got any Article 15.
He didn't?
Nothing. Only counseling statements, yeah. you might be, if you remember something, maybe you remember something. A summarized Article 15, do you remember what that was?
I thought one time I was chatting with you after work. You were in full battle rattle, cleaning stuff up around the company. I have really good memories, except for the part of me that's messed up with the MS. It's like watching it. Watching a movie, then all of a sudden the next reel is just missing.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. I get like that when I'm talking. I'll be saying a sentence and I'll realize at the end of the sentence a word exists that I don't know the word, right? And I hope I remember the word by the time I get there, and I don't.
Yep.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's just us being in our mid to upper 40s. You have the perfect word in your mind that you can't pull out in the middle of writing a paper, and you're like, well, fuck, I have to rewrite this whole paragraph now.
Yeah, rewrite around it. That's right. It's true. I'm in a math class and an English class this semester, and the English class is just writing. You know, it's a writing class. And we have six essays to do, six in-class essays to do with paper and pen. It's raining here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, a little geesey. A little swan. Geese.
Yeah, the whole West Coast looks like you're getting swamped with rain.
It's a golf course out back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, you like that? How many people have a golf course in their backyard?
Yep. Oh, I did in Korea. I got hit by a golf ball one time going to Sergeant's Time training.
Yeah, that's great.
I was glad that I had my sappy plates in that day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And a damn Korean golfer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, tell me about that. Where is that? Was it daytime? Was it hot out?
When I get hit by the golf ball in Korea? Yeah. It was just summer, so it was warm. And I was just walking back to the barracks from the chow hall, the barracks orderly room, and everything was all in one area. So we were doing sergeant's time training in the day room. The Korean guy tees off, hits me with the golf ball, and asks for the golf ball back.
Oh no.
I'm like, yeah, no, that's mine now.
It's mine. Yeah. I earned it. That's right. You're going to start a war over this.
But
golf ball.
So, yes, right outside my bedroom window on the fourth floor of the barracks was the golf course.
That's wild.
Fourth Good floor. Old Camp Red Cloud, Korea.
Red Cloud, wow. Is that Yongsan or?
Nope, that was in Wijeonbu.
Wijeonbu, wow.
It's same town from MASH.
Is it? Wow, interesting. Yep. That's so cool.
One of the episodes, Hawkeye says, I mean, go throw up all over Wijeonbu.
Wow. That's so cool. You got to live through that. You got to see that.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah.
It was a blast. Yeah. It was a blast. Let's see, you were there through Sergeant Almarez and Sergeant Braswell's platoon sergeant, I believe.
Yeah. One sergeant I really looked up to was Sergeant Bergen. You remember him?
Yes.
He came just before my dad died, so somewhere in later 1996. My dad died in October 1996. And I remember that because when I got back from the funeral, Sergeant Bergen was, you know, kind of concerned, you know, oh, you're not grieving, you know, what's, you know, is there something we could do for you type of thing? I said, oh, no, I'm all right. You know, yeah, my dad dying didn't hit me hard at all. I was just like, you know, people die, I guess. I guess I was mentally, emotionally prepared, you know.
Was that when your brother ended up at Fort Hood for a few days?
He came around a bit, didn't he? That's a good question. That's a good question. 96, 97. I would want to say it was 97 when he came there. Why? What do you remember? That's when he got.
Well, one thing I remember is I talked to him for like 5 minutes before I realized it wasn't you.
Oh my God, really? Oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm like, what's Fred doing in civilian clothes? But you know what? Maybe he had CQ or something. So I was bullshitting with him. I, honest to God, thought it was you.
That's so cool. Wow.
And I'm like, because I didn't know you had a twin then.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it happened with you and it happened with Everett because Everett had a twin brother too.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yep. Everett scared the crap out of me because he came up to me while I was talking to his brother.
Wow, that's so cool. Wow.
And it happened like within a month of each other. Wow. So I'm like, huh, so we have two sets of identical twins.
Wow. There's more than one of me. Can you imagine?
Yep. Well, I figured one of you is probably good and one was evil. I just haven't figured it out yet.
I tell you, you know something about me in the Army that I didn't realize until very recently, within recent years? I hacked boot camp. Meaning?
Yep.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm guessing you found an easier way to get through it.
I found an easier way to get through it, meaning on the first, literally the first day of the confidence courses, right? We were driven out and marched into this parking lot, and the confidence course was beyond this wall. And I could see above the wall, there was these little things, extensions, you know, poles sticking up. And there was like boards coming up like that, right, towards each other. And I said to the cadre there, I said, you know, at Parade Rest or whatever, Edwards, this doesn't look safe. I don't feel comfortable doing this. Even though I didn't know anything about what was going on, we were just got there, and it just didn't look safe to me at all. And the cadre, you know what the cadre did? Smoked me for an hour, right? No. The cadre said, oh, go stand over there at the end of the parking lot. Okay. I stood over there. I had KP every other confidence course, even Victory Tower. Yeah. Even Victory Tower. There's one confidence course where you go down the rope coming down like that. I did that. And then I did the march. I threw the grenades. But most of the time, y'all were having fun. I was with a smile on my face, washing the dishes. You know, I hacked boot camp. Yeah, so I didn't get the. That's what I'm saying. I didn't get inculcated enough. I didn't get what are they called? Yeah.
Yeah, but
military
indoctrinated. Yep.
Yeah. Fun, huh?
Yep.
No wonder. I hope that opens your eyes to who I am now, you know, as a soldier. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the point, I wasn't worried about soldiers. I was worried about people that treated me right. And you treated me right. So
that's good. Thanks. Yeah.
I mean, my first go around, I wasn't the model soldier. So yeah. It's not like you're going to tell me something that I'm gonna go, oh my god,
yeah,
I shouldn't have talked to you. No, I was at one point I was just grateful to have anybody to talk to at all.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play chess? Yeah, let's play chess.
Wow.
I have no idea how to play chess, but we'll figure it out.
That's so great. What a great
thing. Oh, you put a hole in your wall, you need help patching the wall in your living room? Yeah. I'll be over tomorrow. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, you're my best.
And I think that's a real thing because you had a poster over the hole in your living room wall forever.
Wow, really? I don't remember that at all. You remember the poster? It wasn't Smashing Pumpkins, was it?
I think it was.
Really? Oh man, that's funny. Wow.
Hey, you were moving to the other apartment, and they're like, hey, you need to fix this wall. You're like, I don't know how to fix a wall.
Wow. These hands don't know hard work. They're pristine. Seriously. I can barely open the hood of my car. I've never turned a wrench.
I mean, you continued hacking the army even later. Yeah. When we ended up at Pinyon Canyon, I think you were always over the, well, now I know why you were always over at KP.
Yeah, great times. You know, I cheated on Aaron so many times, but I was either good or bad. I don't know how you'd say this. I cheated on her several times, but I told her I was going to cheat on her before I did it. You know, it's like that. I said no respect for the concept of marriage, for sure. I didn't even know why I got married. Just something to do, you know.
Yeah.
It's the thing to do.
I mean, it's a weird thing. And becoming an adult, all of a sudden, all these things that you didn't have to worry about, now you have to worry about it. You're like, hey, let's get married. That's what adults do.
Yeah, that must be it, yeah.
Yeah, so way better than living in the barracks.
Yeah, BAQ marriage, that's right. No, yeah. Oh man, if I could do it again, if I could go back and do the army again, right? Maybe I hack, I don't do the confidence courses, but one, I wouldn't have gotten married, and two, I wouldn't have lost my smart book the first day of boot camp. I would have read it. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know what the heck happened to that. That was just gone.
Hey, you mean, and you're like, what do you mean? What's my second general order? What the hell are you talking about?
I knew the general orders coming in depth. I learned the general orders. And so when the drill sergeant came to me, I was ready for that. I don't know. Yeah, lucky.
And as far as I remember, you were in good enough physical shape that you could do the physical requirements, no problem.
Would think so. You would think so. I had trouble in boot camp with the push-ups, but I eventually got that. I could do the push-ups. I could always do the sit-ups. But in the whole time, the whole 3.5 years I was in the army, I only passed the run once, and that was when I cheated. Even in boot camp, yeah. Never passed it.
That reminds me, when I got to Youngsun Garrison, I was a newly pinned E5, and PT, you remember, PT test started before the normal duty day.
Oh no, I don't. I don't
I'm coming out of my room, heading
know.
over to the orderly room,
Yeah.
and they're doing a PT test around, running around where they do, and all of a sudden, a bunch of people try to cut right through and look at my E5 stripes, turn around
Yeah.
to the sidewalk.
That's
I'm
cool.
like, can you believe I made E7?
That's amazing, yeah. SFC, that's incredible. That's,
But especially you saw me at my worst,
yeah. You're silly, that's like me.
and when I came back in, I did the civilian thing and got laid off, and wasn't in a van accident and with ADT, and I'm like, you know what, the army thing was way easier, so I just came back in, did 16 more years, and called it a day.
That's great. Had the you had the army bug. You were squared away when he came back in. That's what it was.
It wasn't hard because you know how every time the next group of privates came in, they seemed a little bit shittier than the last group.
Really? Oh no, I don't
Well,
know.
when you take 5 years off and you come back in, all of a sudden you're playing chess when everybody else is playing checkers.
Yeah, wow.
So, coming back in 5 years later, the army was so much easier. I knew the problems in the civilian world, and I'm like, man, I can make this work.
That's great. Yeah, I'm so happy for you.
You still in contact with anybody else?
Pop to it every once in a while. She'll message and I'll message her. I told you, Aaron Gould finally blocked me. And so I put all my female friends to the test that I had feelings for, and she was one of the first to block me. Yeah, either put out or get out, she blocked me. Yeah, she's so cute. She got, she got a master's and math teacher now, Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That. She raised all of Fred's kids and by herself, They're all, I think maybe she has one or two left, but I think she had like four kids altogether. They were all with him, yeah.
Never liked that dude.
Fred comes with him.
Never liked him. Dang, he was so arrogant.
Was the arrogance?
That's the good thing is you had the looks that could compete with somebody like that. Right. I'm just like, fuck, I just hate this dude.
I guess he went airborne. He I don't know if you know what happened to him after the army.
Nope.
He went on to become some VP or some bigwig at some company. So he did well for himself, but he left Aaron to be with the secretary and got married with the secretary and had a family with her. Just unfortunate. I friended him along the way in Facebook, and it's one of those things where he didn't message me and I didn't message him. We didn't have anything to say to each other. We weren't really close. We weren't close. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have bad feelings towards him, except why would you leave Aaron Gould? Oh my God, she's so cute. She's so spunky, you know. Just
wild. Yeah.
But like in chess, they say in chess, you see all the moves when you're not playing, you know.
Yeah.
Never satisfied with what you have, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Aaron Gould.
Well, that's like, I think her name was Brady, and later became Gupton.
Dana Brady.
I'm still in contact with Gupton. They broke up too.
Yeah, with children. Yeah.
Yep.
They made some kids. Dana, I tell you, I swear to God, I tell you. I'm glad this is being recorded. Let me make sure this is being recorded. Yes.
Yep.
The first day I got to permanent party, I was brought on a transport truck out to the field in Fort Hood. Our unit was out in the field, and they dragged me to the field, and they dragged other people too. And we're in the back of this deuce and a half, whatever, this transport truck. And here I'm sitting here, and Gould and Gupton are sitting right across from me. And Dana Brady and I looked at each other, and our eyes were just like, oh my God. You know, oh my God. Oh my God. It was love at first sight. Nothing ever became of it. It was just a moment in time. It's just wow. You know.
Yep.
Holy cow. If I ever spoke 10 words to her, but oh my God. It was just. But, you know, I fall in love so easily. that would at least have gold, silver, or bronze medal for the most amazing eye contact in my life.
Yep.
Dana Brady on that, the back of that deuce and a half.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember back then, we all looked at Kavanaugh like she was old. She was 26 years old.
Was only 26. I thought 29. I would have guessed 29, but yeah.
Maybe she was under 30 is the point. Yeah. Hey, we all looked at her like she was grandma.
Yeah. Kavanaugh. You know, that was my kind of girl too, you know, quirky girl like that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I bucked her. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We had some... Definitely some interesting personalities then. Leslie Holloway.
Holloway. I was still in contact with him. You more, of course, but him second for sure. Les Holloway.
Yeah, it's like he fell into the black hole of the army.
Yeah. Never saw him again, huh?
Never saw him again. Kind of glad that I never came across Harris or Dela Cruz again, but
PFC Harris, Dela Cruz. I mean, what was wrong with them? What?
I just spent all of the first like year in the army with, they were my whole section. That was it, because the specialists were all A-capping.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it was the three of us pretty much it. So, and you spend too much time with somebody, they just start getting on your nerves after a while.
That must be. Tell me.
Oh, and Bizzardi.
Bizzardi. You didn't like Bizzardi?
No, I'm fine with Bizzardi. I forgot about him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was me, Harris, Dela Cruz, and Bizzardi.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Bizzardi. That's so funny. Bizzardi. when it was, I guess, 1997 when we did that red flag, whatever, red month or whatever it was called.
Red cycle tasking, yep.
Red cycle. We I was on team, I guess Bizzardi was with me too. And we are on this team that handled hazmat.
I was there.
You were in that. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yep.
So, you know, that's so awesome that you're on that team. That's right. And now that you say it, that makes sense. But Bizzardi was the one. We finished our test and Bizzardi came to me. We were laughing. We were saying, what would they say if you actually failed that test? They would say, come back when you're sober, you know?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yep. I was the dirt truck guy.
Dirt truck guy, yeah.
And all these people would dig up all this dirt.
Uh-huh.
I'd put it in the back of the truck, drive it out to the middle of nowhere and dump it on the ground. I'm like,
really?
Yep.
Wow, that's so funny. Wow.
I'm like, this is like really screwing soldiers over.
Yeah.
So we dig it up just to throw it on the ground somewhere else.
Somewhere else, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. And yep, and driving the forklifts and everything. That was fun.
Yeah, forklifts, yeah. You got to drive the forklift, that's so cool.
Yep, I got qualified to use the little clam to take the barrels off the trucks with it.
Yeah.
And they'd be like this, you slam them and close around there.
I tell you, I was so young and brave and bold back then. I did that. I did those pinchers. You know.
Yep.
I don't think I would want a job doing that today, you know.
Nope. Yeah, it was just right behind our motor pool.
Wow, was it? Yeah.
Yep, that's where the hazmat reclamation yard was. Not our old motor pool, our new motor pool when we moved.
Yeah.
And it was right at the end of that. So, yep, fairly simple.
Yeah.
And the civilian that was in charge of that sold me a set of dress blues.
Sold you a set of dress blues, really?
Wow. Yep. Sold me them for $30.
That's amazing. That's cool. Yeah. I never had dress blues. Never.
I wouldn't have either. They fit like a glove.
That's great.
Threw the patches on and went to my brother's wedding.
That's wonderful. That's great. Yeah. I wouldn't even recognize dress blues. I've never actually seen them, you know. So this is dress blues.
Yeah, we went to something similar to dress blues later in the Army.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're wearing the old World War II shit.
Oh, wow. Really interesting.
Yeah. Yep. No more greens.
No more greens. Wow. Yeah. Got the Class A, the Class B. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's one of the other things I was spoiled about is I wished I wasn't in BDUs when I was in the Army. I wish I was in Class Bs, you know, so short sleeve shirt.
Hey, you would have loved the ACUs. You didn't have to iron them.
Oh, yeah.
The boots were suede.
Yeah, the boots didn't have to polish the boots. Yeah. Tell me again, what is ACAP? I remember that. What is ACAP?
Our Army Career and Alumni Program.
If someone's ACAPing, what are they doing?
They're getting out of the Army.
Getting out of the Army. Okay. There.
And that's where you write your resume. And,
oh, look at that.
And
I didn't do that. I just don't remember. I didn't take it seriously, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, nobody did. Yeah. I mean, and we thought, hey, and when we get home, we're going to get these badass jobs because everybody wants to hire a vet. And because, you know, everybody's like, hey, you heard so-and-so's working for the phone company now.
Yeah.
And we just all assumed that the phone company was waiting to hire us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my brother, he was a nuke in the Navy, you know.
And, yep.
And apparently it's just a known thing. You go be a nuke, you do your 6 years, and then you get out and you work for the nuclear plant or the electric company, or they immediately take you. But yep. That didn't happen with my brother. Yeah, first he didn't stay all 6 years, and second he never even applied to power companies. That's the thing, power companies, exactly, never applied to power companies. Just he did basically what I did. He was more hard charger than I was, for sure. He got out of the Navy, and I guess his first job was working in Circuit City. He was in the road shop, meaning he installed the stereos that people would mm-hmm. buy. He installed the car stereos. He loved that job. He took it so seriously. It was so great. He had his own tools and everything. Oh my gosh, he still knows what he's doing. He's played around with my car stereos over the years. It's so funny when Aaron and I got out of the Army, and we had that Camaro that you remember.
Yep.
Blah 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 Camaro, and then that Camaro finally died, or we just donated it. Somehow we donated it to whatever church or whatever. You know, call now, donate your car. And Aaron's mom bought us a Geo Metro. Brand new Geo Metro is so great. I love that car. I love my car now way more than that, but that was such a beautiful car at the time.
Yep.
Red Geo Metro. And the first day that we got that car, I asked my brother to mod the stereo to where you don't have to have the key in. You don't have to turn the key to turn it on. It would just run. And so he did, and it worked. And the next day the battery was dead.
Didn't see that happening.
Yeah. And Aaron and I were like, we didn't even put two and two together. It wasn't possible that this was the case. And we end up taking the Geo to the we were in Burbank, and we took it to the local Geo, the Chevy dealer.
Yeah.
The battery's dead. And they said they have to keep it 2 weeks, and they did. They literally did. With our brand new car, they kept it 2 weeks to fix it. Yeah, that'll teach us. We tried several times to get it back. You know, okay, we know what's wrong, we'll take it back. No, we gotta keep it. It's ridiculous. So silly things. God, that Geo Metro. I don't know what happened, but I do know after that first day he did the stereo, and then Aaron went home, and I drove that brand new car to my friend's house in North Hollywood, basically a couple of miles away, and I said to my friend Andy, I got a new car, Andy, you know. And he's all, oh, cool, here, have a what's it called, drugs. What was it, ecstasy. He gave me a couple of hits of ecstasy, and oh, cool. And I took one, and I saved one for Aaron. Stupid me, I took it. I could have waited, you know, be a nice husband. And so I'm driving around. I ended up in Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset, Hollywood Boulevard, just wandering around with this brand new car. And this homeless guy and I start talking in Denny's, whatever restaurant, probably Denny's. And he was giving me this grand explanation of what he's going to do. He needs to make this resume. He needs to make this proposal and all this stuff. And I said, there's there's a Kinko's, FedEx right across the street. Let's go do this. Let's go do this. And we spent hours there. He was tinkering on these papers for hours in the middle of the night at 24-hour FedEx Kinko's. And then I drove him away. When he was finally done, the sun was coming up. I drove him away and to his apartment, and I parked it. And so he's on his front stoop and I'm on the sidewalk, and he's begging me for my phone number. He wants to keep in touch. I'm like, no, it's cool. It's cool. And I turn, I look, and right there, my car is parked right there. And there's this guy coming down the street pushing this shopping basket, right? I'm like, all craggly, you know. And he looks at my car and he throws the shopping basket like this. I'm like, this is going to hit my car. It didn't. I couldn't believe it didn't hit my car. Yeah. And then he just kept on walking, you know, kept walking by. The first day I had it, I totally thought it was going to get trashed the first day. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That car got so beaten up. Yeah. The first week that we had it, it was raining, and Aaron was driving fast on the freeway. Right on the freeway, bumper to bumper, you know, tailgating. I go, come on, it's raining. Give some space. Oh no, I know what I'm doing. Crash right in, you know, and of course we didn't have insurance. We'd get insurance and immediately not pay. Like there, just drop, right? All of our cars, the whole time. And so we ended up paying like $300 for that, whatever it was. And to the other guy, who knows how much for our side. And then if that was, I don't know, whenever that was. And then in October of 99, I had spent 9 months working at this, doing tech support for this shipping company in Glendale, right? Oh my God, I had no business there either. I really don't know anything about programming or anything like that. I got by on my luck for sure. And, you know, I was there. I got out of the army. I did electrical for 8 months. And then I went to this Ascar business system that was the 9 months I was talking about. And then I left there to go work with my brother in Signal Hill at a place called A&R Telecom, a warehouse for battery backup systems. And my brother and I would carpool in that new Geo Metro every day. And we went I was there on probation for 90 days. And like on the 90th day, literally, we're coming home and we're on the freeway and someone literally goes like this into us, right? Just like right into us and kept going. And that was like the beginning of the end of my marriage with Aaron, because what happened was I didn't have insurance. Aaron didn't have insurance. The other guy didn't have insurance, but Pete had insurance. And the way that the payment was finagled, my brother Pete got the insurance money, the payout for the crash, for the work. Mm-hmm. And instead of immediately giving it to us, he cashed the check and with his wife, they're having a money fight, throwing money back and forth on the bed, right? And Aaron got mad that they did this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is the beginning of the end of the marriage, right? What Aaron got mad about was that I didn't get mad that they had all this fun with our money. You know, it was the beginning of the end. Yeah, so silly. Money. Oh my God. I talk like I've had millions of dollars and I really haven't. I've had, the most I had was that basically $80,000, whatever. You know, money comes and goes.
Yeah.
How about you? What's the most you've ever had? I think I asked you this before.
I'm at that right now. The house is paid off and get some in the bank. So,
yeah. Now go throw some parties. Go have some fun. I'll take you out. I'll show you some real fun. You know, no drinking, no drugs, no smoking. There'll be gambling. I'll show you some real fun, seriously, if I ever get there. Yeah.
And that's why I hung with everything. So I could have money after I was done with the military and then get diagnosed with MS at year 19. So I'm 100% rated, plus I get my pension. So life's not bad.
That's not bad, yeah. That's great. I got that test club coming up. We'll do this again, okay?
Sounds good.
Maybe not so long off, you know, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe sometime this week, you know.
Yeah, just text me and we'll figure out a time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. Good luck with the test.
So the chess test, what?
Oh, chess.
Chess club, yeah.
Yeah, chess club. Got it. I thought you said I have a test coming up.
No.
Well, I thought you just started yesterday, but cool.
Yeah.
All right. Have fun with the chess club. I'll catch you later, Brett.
All right, Hanovich. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.